up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. And as always, I'm James Levesque here with you Monday through Friday, joining us for our devotional. Thank you again for tuning in, making it a part of your day. We're going to call this episode The Place of Protection. I've always wanted to live on the edge. You know, I think God creates us a certain way. Some of you probably need like 10 hours of sleep, which is kind of crazy to me. Some people need 3 to 4. I don't need that much. Really, I don't want that much. We're wired differently, right? I often look at my wife and I just think how amazing she is because she just has that sense of adventure, you know? My kids are that way now, you know? You wake them up in the middle of the night, we can go to any nation, take them anywhere, they're game, you know? My son, you can wake him up in the middle of the night and say, hey, we're going to Europe right now, and he's like, okay, all right, great. Like, you know, the time we fly in the middle of the night to Nana's, or Vancouver, or the time we fly in the middle, so he just knows that's what we do. But what I wasn't prepared for in life is all the people that filter my life through theirs. And they mean so well, right? Remember one time we were living in a really rough area in New London it was on Bank Street. It was a pretty rough area. And, I mean, like my family that lived in New London for years wouldn't even go. Like my aunt was like, Jamie, you live in Bank Street. I know where you live. I'm not going to your house, you know? And it was like, dude, there's restaurants now. Like, you don't have to, you know what I mean? Well, one or two instances happened recently around, you know, a guy got a gun pulled on him at a gas station, like a few, you know, steps from my door. One of our staff members was going out late at night and a guy jacked him up on a wall and threatened to shoot his face. And I came in late one night from a trip. And somebody was helping us with bags and we got everything upstairs and he forgot to lock my door. And that night, people went around just, when I say popping locks, they were just trying to open unlocked car doors. And sure enough, at the time I had a Subaru, it was unlocked. They scavenged it. And one thing that he heisted was a $12,000 wedding ring I had with 8 half-carat diamonds across the whole thing. And because of that, dude, I'm still wearing a Walmart ring now. And it hurt, you know, but I mean, ultimately, whatever, you know, it's no, there wasn't insurance on it. It's just material, really. And, you know, a couple of those things happened. I remember somebody sat me down and said, hey, man, I'm really concerned that you lost your ring. And I'm like, yeah, I know, that's pretty crazy. And then, you know, the gas station, and they said, okay, I just don't think it's a good idea that you live there with your family. I just think you're not being wise. And how can you really be a good leader to your family and a good, you know, husband to, you know, your wife? And when you put them in danger like this and you have them and you live there, and what if this goes on? And what if your wife's home alone one day? And what if this? And I'm just like, dude, stop. You've heard the term, the safest place to be is in the center of God's will. Really? Sometimes it's not all that safe. Sometimes things happen. But the protection will be in his will. No doubt about it. You want to live in a place where the blessing of God can flow? Be exactly where he wants you to be. In the early days, it bothered me. If someone says, man, you don't sleep a lot. I know you're just doing a lot with your life. What's going on? I'd be concerned. I'd be like, oh, man, I have to sleep more. What am I going to do? And now when people give me their caution, it's a sign that I'm in the right direction. Because the people that really matter in my life, I mean, like, you know, fathers and mentors. Oh, please. I'm not doing enough. You know what I mean? Like, this is what you do when you change the world and God gives you this call. What is my point? We search after protection. And we're always this way, right? So we need to make sure the snow tires are on. Or, you know, the other day, my in-laws were here, and my mother-in-law was like, "Oh, do you have your electric blanket in the car?" And I'm like, "For what?" "Oh, stop. I know you guys have one." I'm like, because she was like, "You have to have your kit for the winter." And I'm like, "Why do I need a kit in my car for the winter?" Well, I'm like, hold on. I need a kit in my car for the winter in case my 88 car breaks down and I don't have a cell phone. The battery just ran out the last minute and I'm stuck on the side of the road and I can't go nowhere and there's no way out and I get stuck in the snowpocalypse. And, you know, I'm like, really? Seriously? And at the table, we have this discussion. Is that really a thing? Well, I'm talking to Chris, everyone. Your wife, Chris, was like, "Yeah, Chris made me get one. You have like this kid in the car." I didn't even know people did this. Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing, dude. Ryan takes me a picture of his anyway, which I didn't even know that's a thing. Here's my point, though. We go to these major extremes for the worst case scenario. When the truth is, if we're where God has us, that is, of course, you got to be wise about things. But where God has us is where protection and peace will be. And I think a lot of times we chase after it and we're always thinking of the worst case scenario. Well, what if this happens? Or what if this goes on in my life? Oh man, I can't do this because what about this? And then the enemy gets us not to taste risks anymore and not to live. And we chase a false peace and a false protection that really is not going to come until you do exactly what God's calling you to do. And so if I moved my family to the suburbs, it'd probably be a worse situation for me because I'm not doing and I'm not where he wants me to be. So looking on the outside, you can say, man, why would you take your kids to Jordan? Why are you doing these crazy things for your family? But it's the same mindset that wants to have the breakthrough and the freedom and the fruit that we have. But look, no matter what, I'm not asking you to take your kids to Jordan, but I am asking you to say yes to wherever God has you and not chase false senses of security. So after the break, we're going to talk about that place of protection and how you really, really will know that you're in the center of God's will. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're talking about the place of protection. And people go at crazy lengths for safety and for security, but all those things will be given to you when you do what God's called you to do. And, you know, everybody is searching for a place of safety, a place of protection. There was a term that started coming important years ago called safe spaces on college campuses. And it was really an idiotic idea because the idea was, oh, you disagree with my LGBT lifestyle or I disagree with you. Well, if I walk into this little building or this little box, then nobody can say anything that's going to be, you know, opposing to me, right? Is this my area of safety? It's like, no, that doesn't exist. Your area of safety is the protection that God gives you by being close to him and his arms around you. Psalm 91, Psalm 34. There's no such thing as a box of safety in life. The protection comes. That's why the Bible says we're pressed at times, but we're not crushed. We're persecuted at times, but we're not abandoned. We're struck down at times, but we're not destroyed. And the way we avoid destruction is being close to the Lord and staying in that place of safety and peace. Ephesians 5:17 says, "Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." So many today don't even realize what God's will is for their life. They have no clue why they're here, what they're on this earth to do. And let me tell you something. Just read the book, friends. Just read the Bible. It tells you what God's will is. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of the Lord is." Renewed minds prove the will of God. When your mind is renewed, you can step into God's will. What is God's will? God's will is His best for your life, His place for your life, His access for your life. How do I know what the will of God is? By what the Word of God says it is. Jesus said, here was, you know, that the Son of Man was sent to seek and save that which is lost. You know what that means? That now that's your job on this earth. Jesus said, I can do nothing of myself, but that what I see the Father do. If that's the case, then we don't do anything of ourselves anymore, but what we see the Father do. And so, you know, we cannot build a theology around just wanting to be comfortable. Do you know how many missionaries I know that are living overseas that, you know, have to deal with houses being burned down and attacks and persecution? No, look, this is what I'm talking about. If that's where the Lord has you, then His angels will watch over you. You don't have to chase safety, natural safety. You don't have to chase a safe space because you don't want nobody to talk bad about you. The truth is, this is where God wants you to be. This is where His blessing is in your life. And too many people I know have had to sit down with me and say, something has gone off. I've just walked away from something. And is as easy as, what is the last thing the Lord told you to do? Where was the last place He wanted you to be? Go there and be there. He doesn't change assignments because it gets difficult. And so you need to understand, the will of the Lord is the word of the Lord in your life. Whatever it is He's called you to do. Well, you say, man, I never had a prophetic word from God, James. I'm really not sure what He wants me to do. That's fine. Look, neither did I. I read the Word of God. I grabbed every promise that it said I can have. I stood on these things daily. And then if God gives me a prophetic word or He adds to what's already in my heart, that's great. But I'm not looking for an external word to confirm something in my heart. That's not how this thing works. Stand on His word. Get God desires in you. Find His plan for you. You know, many times the scripture is filled with when you pray, you know, you ask anything in my name, it'll be done to you, Jesus said. When you pray, when we pray, we're thinking differently. When you're hopefully listening to this podcast, it's supposed to be a moment where our mind is off of our own world and we listen to a different voice. We listen to a different word from the Lord. It's one of the benefits of going to church, right? You're not going to lay in your own bed every Sunday and tell yourself what you really need to hear. I mean, it's ridiculous. So when you join us on this journey every day on our daily devotions, you hear a thought that's not normally one that you're going to have in your life, and you allow the Lord through this broadcast to touch you and speak to you. Look, this is what it looks like to live submitted to that plan in your life. And so when you pray, you step into His presence and you're changed. My desires change the closer I get to God. Can I tell you this? When I'm not close to God, I have thoughts and desires. And I'm not talking about necessarily sin. I'm just saying like what I would like to do. And then when I get in His presence, what I like to do changes. The more you get in His presence, the more what you like to do changes and the more you become like Him. And those thoughts, when you get in His presence, when you get alone, when you get with Him, those thoughts are what you need to make room for. So I charge you today. Make room for the Lord. Find what His will is for your life through His word. And stick to that. Because although we work and we have children and we have families and we're busy, the truth is we are here to do the kingdom cause. And some of you will not be happy until you do what He's calling you to do. And sometimes what He's calling you to do is move to a crazy area so you can see people transformed by the gospel. Hey, we love you. Tomorrow's going to be an amazing episode Friday. I pray for you today. Eyes wide open, divine appointments. Love you dearly. I'm out.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.